Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
From Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, wellness, and life. Brought to you by Global Schoolwear, stylish school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, LER, Lower Extremity Review, evidence-based magazine, UK Health Radio. We're welcoming Dr. Nathan Bryan, Bryan Therapeutics, the very important molecule, nitric oxide. We've got a great doubleheader. Lee Steinberg, legendary sports agent, entrepreneur, author, and speaker. He's joining me along with Sherry Kaubaum, the juice lady, the international multi-author with decades of work in the world of juicing and health. Lee Steinberg, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you, Dr. Bob.
I'll tell you, Lee, you know, the big fan of yours, I won't ask you what's going on in this day and age in the world of sports and craziness, but give us some background on yourself and your illustrious career in the world of sports agents, and from there.
So I grew up in Los Angeles, and my father raised us with two core values. One was treasure relationships, especially family, and the other was try to make a meaningful difference in the world in a positive way, help people heal pain, help people who can't help themselves. I went to school at UC Berkeley in the wild days of the 60s. I was student body president when Ronald Reagan was the governor. And
Welcome to the club, Lee.
So it was the Vietnam War was going on, and we had some interesting interactions between Governor Reagan and myself. And I was a dorm counselor working my way through law school in an undergraduate dorm. They moved the freshman football team into the dorm, and one of the students was the quarterback, Steve Bartkowski. And he became, in 1975, the very first pick overall in the draft by the Falcons. And he asked me to represent him. Well, there really was not very much sports agency at that point. As a matter of fact, in football, a team could slam down the phone and say, we don't deal with agents.
Yes. So, and the irony is that sports medicine and the mental game and all these other things were as much voodoo then as was the sports agent, you know, challenges, you know, the nutrition side of everything. Everything had really, really changed. So the all of a sudden you became a representative.
I'm telling you that the quality of medicine in those early days was not real stellar. And the concept of nutrition, they had big slabs of beef at training table.
Right.
The athletes were overweight in the offseason, so it changed.
That was without the world of concussions. You know, Brian Urlacher,
right.
I think he said, you know, if I rang my bell, I came to the sidelines, you know, in the later years, I would tell them my foot hurts. So they wouldn't put me on the protocol and take me out. We've come a long, long way, baby. And it's exciting to see, Lee, that you're still involved in those core values that you just mentioned as your dad, especially in the kind of world. That's why I got to ask you how your sports psychology skills are when you're dealing with million-dollar athletes and ownership and that whole craziness. That had to be the Wild West.
So it's about listening skills. It's the ability to draw out another human being and cut below the surface responses to understand their deepest anxieties and fears and their greatest hopes and dreams. If you can put yourself into the head and heart of another human being and see the world the way he sees it, you can gracefully make your way through the world. So that was 52 years ago with Bartkowski, and the thing I saw was that athletes could serve as role models. And I made it a requirement in our practice that each of the athletes in their own time, in their own way, go back to their high school, set up a scholarship fund, work with the church or Boys and Girls Club at the collegiate level, endow a scholarship.
Give back.
Yes,
that
give
was
back.
One of your really tremendous inclusions. You were giving back from the beginning, again, working with these major stars who could make such a difference, like you just said, these influence changers in all of society and youth. That was fantastic, and I think that you were a pioneer in that.
Well, at the pro level, we would put a charitable foundation together with the leading business figures, political leaders, and community leaders to help with a program. And work done, running back just put the 225th single mother and their family into the first home of her own by making a down payment. And moving them in. Patrick Mahomes has his 15 in the Mahomies, which helps at-risk kids that are hungry, and kids in hospitals. And it's messaging, too. So, for example, when I represented Lennox Lewis, the heavyweight champion, we put together a public service announcement where he said, real men don't hit women. And that could do more to trigger behavioral change in rebellious adolescents than 1,000 authority figures ever could.
Yeah, so I think that was one of the big points that you're making, again, is the tremendous influence. You know, when Simone Biles, for example, and Michael Phelps admitted mental challenges, it changed the world in how some of these concerns, the mental game as I call it, whether I have on psychiatrists or psychologists. I had a Taoist on from the Netherlands 5 months ago. He talked about 2,500-year-old values that are discussed in locker rooms today. You know, and how they compared in some ways. What's the best way people could find out about you and all your work, and including your new book I'm going to ask you about?
It's Lee at SteinbergSpeaks.com, and that the SteinbergSpeaks.com is the website, and the book's available on Amazon or BarnesandNoble.com.
What's the book called? The Comeback with Troy Aikman?
It's called The Comeback.
Yeah.
So it's based on the concept that life will inevitably throw some reverses in your path, and it could be financial, it could be health, it could be
I see you're involved with the organization Sports Philanthropy. Roy Kessel, one of their originators, has been a guest of mine a couple of times. Again, this whole idea of taking this super popular world of sports and everything it generates, and being able to be on the positive of side with all the challenges, you know? For instance, you know, with the transfer portals and the gambling and all of this kinds of craziness. How we doing, Lee?
I'm giving the keynote at the philanthropy conference on how athletes can tackle issues in the world. Those three changes, gambling, conference realignment, and NIL, have dramatically transformed the world of collegiate athletes and with gambling, pro athletes too. And the rate of change is so fast, it's almost beyond... Yeah.
I'm not a fan, Lee. I'm not a fan. You know, the idea of being a sports fan and everything it means to root for your team and all those things, and then you throw in the gambling side where all of a sudden it's even changing fandom in all of these kinds of ways. I don't think, let alone the pressure on these kids coming out of high school, maybe getting a few million dollars to go to a certain school. I hope we can survive this and come up with ways that it could work You're going to be in the middle of it, my friend. Good luck to you.
Thank you. You know, right. each of these changes is a function of unintended consequences.
Yes.
So no one thought through the end point of NILs and how it would become the recruiting device.
Now, again, NIL is the kid who couldn't sign his hat without getting in trouble, you know, again, where they're talking about that individual's ability with their illustration and their what does NIL stand for?
Name, image, likeness.
Right. And all those things that we remember growing up, no, this was, you know, the NCAA was the most powerful organization in the world. They've been turned over on their head with some of these things. And I'm hoping that coaches like Calamari and Patino and some of these others can help come up with some ways to, boy, oh boy, get off this roller coaster.
I think it's actually heading the other direction, which means that...
I was scared to say that.
Top three conferences are elevated at a level now because of NIL, where it's impossible to compete with Ohio State. They're going to leave the other colleges behind and get rid of the NCAA.
I'm a Louisville alum, man, Lamar Jackson
and whatever.
But a sports medicine side of this, Lee, bigger, faster, stronger, the more talented your son or daughter, these are the things we talk a lot about on the Sports Doctor, whether it's why I co-authored the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, because of the epidemic of overuse injuries. You know, the doc of the Yankees, Dr. Chris Amati, has been a guest of mine. He said 15% of Tommy John surgeries on teenagers. What's going on here? So the educational side of this, physically and mentally, is a big deal. This is why we wanted to include your two cents, to say the least.
Well, I've been on an exploration of new biomed breakthroughs it's hyperbaric oxygen and stem cells and red light and Bimini and Nanobi. And these things are all anti-inflammatory.
Yes, I've had international guests in the world of hyperbaric oxygen for almost the past 10 years, including our Wounded Warriors, where the excitement off-label, again, is recovery and enhanced performance. A lot of these technologies, and I think we try to feature a lot of them. You know, it's interesting, Lee. Years ago, the word alternative medicine was either Eastern medicine or holistic medicine in this whole contest. And then my namesake, Dr. Andrew Weil, said, hey, what about complementary? So now we're including a lot of these new technologies, and it's not voodoo. You remember Eric Soderholm, Lee?
Yes.
Yes. He was the first baseball player I put orthotics in his spikes, 1978. But he had a hypnotist, Harvey Mizell, and the world of sports thought he was out of his mind. Now, you don't have a serious athlete who's not including these kinds of energies. And this is, again, one of the big challenges. You know, the whole world of pain pills, this whole situation, again, of big-time sports. And you've been in the middle of all of it forever. I think, again, you continuing to educate. You know, in a world like the comeback, what does the comeback mean quickly?
It was my struggle with alcohol and how I came back. It's about resilience. It's got stories of Troy Aikman wrote the foreword. It's about resilience and the ability to come back. You know,
That's one of the big magic words. Yes, that resilience, one of the major, major words in so many areas. Right, like you hit it on the nose.
So I had a crisis of conscience back in the 80s. I'm representing half the starting quarterbacks. They kept getting hit in the head, and we would go to doctors and ask how many is too many, what's the magic number, and they had no answers. So I started holding concussion conferences.
Yes.
The brain was the last frontier of medical research. And so we've held them now for 30 years, and I put together a concussion foundation to to try to raise awareness and see if there's...
Have you done any work with the Avia Clinic in Israel with my friends in hyperbaric oxygen? I think there's been a couple of things that have been involved.
I read their study, and yes. I do it three times a week, but I'm looking for anything.
No wonder you look 40. I was trying to figure out what your senior was in that regard. But I think your passion, which really comes through with some of the different, not only programs you work with, but again, you've worked with the biggest stars in the world. I remember my friend from Las Vegas, the famous PR guy, Bruce Merrin. He represented Elvis Presley because they were both mama's boys, like he said. He represented Jackie Robinson and Muhammad Ali back then. I can't believe you. That's right. Lennox Lewis, the other great heavyweight champion. That has to be a incredible experience that you've had with all of these different families, the coaches, the doctors. I knew the time would fly with you. Give us again where everybody could find out about you, your work, your book, et cetera.
Lee at SteinbergSpeaks.com, L-E-I-G-H.
Right, you got to spell it. I always had to worry about Wile with that, where they would call me Wheel, and you got to let them know it's L-E-I. Good luck in everything you're doing. Say hello to my friends over there at Philanthropy. You're definitely going to be somebody we really want to have you come back and follow the same road we're both really following. And again, that involves awareness. It involves education, taking action. So thank you so much, Lee. I was so excited. I can't tell you the buzz around you coming on, man. So thanks again, and we'll catch you next time. Thank you. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, Hey Sports Parents. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil. I want to welcome Sherry Kalbaum, the Juice Lady, international multi-author, I think, I don't know, 34, 35 books, and so many decades of work in the world of juicing and a new word to me, souping. Sherry, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Hey, Dr. Bob, it's so great to be on your show, and I'm so excited to talk about juicing and souping and the new my latest book, number 36, The Truth About Seed Oils.
I've never heard the word, and of course, soup, we've all heard. I never heard souping. That's exciting. Sherry, give us some background on your incredible career in this world of nutrition and so many areas of health and wellness, which is getting so much new attention, anti-aging and biohacking. I'm running out of words here. Give us some background on you in this illustrious career, going back to Jack LaLanne, et cetera, juicing.
Yes, I worked with Jack in about the last year of his life. And before that, I worked with the Juice Man. Some people remember the guy with the big bushy white eyebrows and the infomercials with the juicer, Juice Man juicer. I started off with them, became their juice lady, and covered the country and spoke to thousands of people. They used to do free seminars, so I would speak to 1,000 people a night. And I was still a student. I do that on the weekends. So I was getting my master's in whole foods nutrition at Bastyr University. And then they sold to Salton, and Salton was the manufacturer of the George Foreman grills. And I became George's nutritionist and the co-spokesperson for those grills and appeared on
TV. No wonder he was fighting for the heavyweight title at 50-something years old. What a champion in so many ways. I'm looking at the box. My daughter had bought me a George Foreman. I've had one forever, on and off. The area, again, of health and wellness and anti-aging, functional medicine, has gotten so much attention. You're one of the big reasons. You know, along with you, a colleague of mine in the National Fitness Hall of Fame, Forbes Riley, for years, yeah. Again, the juicer, Jack LaLanne made that famous, the capability, I think, you know, watching him in black and white television with my mom, the whole area, and now all of a sudden, big part of proper eating is including, not becoming a fanatic, but including the important world of juice. And talk about that.
Yes, juice changed my life. 6 years ago in my 20s, I was really sick with chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia. So sick I couldn't work. And I discovered juicing. I did a 5-day vegetable juice fast, and then I continued juicing and ate mostly plant-based.
No, of course, doctors told you at the time that between chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia, hey, it's all in your head, honey.
Yeah.
This became a gigantic challenge over the decades. Was that initial reaction, you know, and that the inability to really, really get a finger on, or was it Lyme's disease or whatever? So who knows what else? And that was really mentally challenging, to say the least, wasn't it?
Oh, very much so. And I was told it was all in my head. And I knew it wasn't. I was young, and I was having a great time in life other than suddenly, you know, just feeling horrible. And so I knew I had to find my way out and design my own program. That's probably why I've written 36 books, with all of them with recipes and
so meal give plans. Me some bullet points. Give me bullet points. It's juicing. It's soupy. Give me the bullet points that make so much sense out of your 30-something books for people to really pay attention to. Again, living better, being healthier, doing the best we can in the world of anti-aging. What are some bullet points, Jerry, that have made so much sense?
Okay, here we go. So juicing is broken down so well into food that is easily absorbable. It's rich in vitamins, minerals, enzymes, biophotons, antioxidants, phytonutrients, and your body can just absorb those so quickly. I call it the ultimate biohack. I know that that is a word floating all over the place, and a lot of people don't even know what it means.
Huge. Biohacking, huge. Mm-hmm. It's funny. Huge. You know, I've had guests on, the international involvement, and we laughed because I said, you know, I'm the sports doctor. I've been talking about lifetime medicine for like over 40 years, functional medicine. And all of a sudden, biohacking, no one knew what the heck it meant. So it's
right.
An amazing thing. All these things involve so much in lifestyle. So go ahead with your bullet point.
Yes. So green juices are at the top of the list. Even biblically, leaves are called medicine for the healing of the nations. Well, green leaves are so healing. They're rich in chlorophyll and all of the wonderful bio photons and phytonutrients.
What about the deluge? I call it the Wild West. I have a guest, and her world now is sports pharmacy, and it's such a big inclusion. The Wild West of supplements and sports drinks and all of this stuff and the re-education, what a challenge it seems. How are we doing with that, Sherry?
It is a challenge, and it is confusing.
Oh, how are we doing?
Yeah, this supplement, that thing. But you know what? When you get back to the basics of juicing, here's real food, easily absorbed. It is one of the best things for athletes, for people that just want to up their game and working out or just get some energy to go work out.
Senior citizens, we've been talking about it for a long, long time. A common guest of mine, Rick Baba, the senior, today's seniors meta. We've had so many guests in this world because I look in the mirror, I'm one of them. And the idea, again, of what a big deal nutrition is, and the idea of including, again, the best of vegetables and juices. What are some of the real valuable ones that go into blending, let's call them smoothies, home smoothies?
Yes. Well, one of the things that you can blend into any smoothie or drop into any juice recipe is ginger. Ginger is so rich in zinc, and it's an anti-inflammatory. So many people are suffering from inflammation. They've got joint pain. They've got problems throughout their bodies. Any disease, any ailment has inflammation implicated in there. So it's going to be a wonderful addition, and also fresh turmeric. It is also a wonderful anti-aging spice. You can get it fresh now at many stores, and I juice up about a 2-inch chunk of turmeric almost every day. Combine it with like berries or apple or any fruit that you like and lots of greens, and you've got a fabulous juice or smoothie that's really going to help you feel better and get rid of some of that pain.
Well, one of the biggest concerns has always been chronic discomfort. And again, you know, United States and New Zealand, two of the only countries in the world that allow prescription drug commercials. You can't watch TV for 5 minutes. And this is our whole society. And there's been so much overuse of a lot of these anti-inflammatories when inflammation is part of healing. And a lagging behind, again, of the holistic Eastern side of things. Again, involving nutrition, where food becomes medicine, at least it includes becoming medicine. And that's still a lot of news to a lot of people, but there's much more attention to this, like you were saying. And the medical community, I think, is becoming, even though begrudgingly, a solid partner in this whole endeavor, wouldn't you say?
They are waking up, and I don't know if you heard the news, but Dr. Oz says they're going to recommend that all medical schools include at least 40 hours of nutrition education. And that has not happened, I don't know, in decades, maybe ever.
That's amazing. I would flunk that true-false test if you said, are you telling me there's not that much information, let alone the mental game, when we're talking about all of these kinds of... This is why I'm so involved up to my ears in the dealing with juvenile type 2 diabetes, which used to be called adult onset diabetes. And all of a sudden, in the past couple of decades, an explosion of adolescents with the obesity and these challenges, and we better wake up. And this is where, and juicing should be a big part of, again, solid, good nutrition. And somehow we have to get the education continually out there. Medical schools, you need elementary schools to be talking about it.
Absolutely. And getting ways to get more vegetables into every child's diet and get the sugars out, especially anything refined and high fructose. Corn syrup is horrible, and it's in so many snack foods, and kids are just inundated with refined carbohydrates as well. Again, just loaded into the snack foods.
Yes.
And it's,
you know, 60 Minutes, Sherry, did a special. It's not even a month or so ago. It was about children growing up in Japan, the kind of attention they pay to what these kids eat, how much they eat. There's virtually no childhood obesity for the most part. And again, our culture and what it's taking to try to change it in so many different ways for people to be educated and understand that, boy, we could. And this is why the new medicine that I talk about on the Sports Doctor, everybody, number one is called Eat Smarter. And you can listen to Sherry read one of her books and, again, you know, eating smarter. Number two is keep moving. Again, a lot of choices. You want to walk, you want to work out, you want to do yoga. Number three, big one, reduce stress as best you can. And again, the idea of all this nutritional information that you've included goes to, again, being able to know what to add and how much. What are some other suggestions? Would somebody take a juicing as a once-a-day routine of adding something like action that they're putting together? You know, sometimes you're thinking of juicing, I'm thinking of, you know, having a glass of orange juice. How's V8 doing in the mix?
V8. If you get the low sodium, you're okay, but usually it's just loaded with salt.
Great. So the low sodium is a good move?
Pardon?
Low sodium V8, good move?
Low sodium V8 would be a good choice, and it's rich in vitamin C. The tomato base is very rich in vitamin C. But boy, if you can make your own fresh juice, you're so much ahead of the game. And then on top of it, get the seed oils out of your diet. I have to get that in there. These toxic oils that everybody's talking about, a big no seed oil movement going on. But what are they? Soy, corn, canola, safflower, sunflower, grape seed oil, rice bran, cottonseed, and peanut oil. Those, because of how they're processed, make them very, very toxic and contributing to inflammation.
What are they in? Yeah, what are these seed oils? I know that you've been really paying attention to that. What are they in? What products?
They
everything.
Everything. The packaged food, baked goods. The fast food restaurants, they fry their foods in them. Other local restaurants.
Keep that thought in mind. What's the best website people can go to find out about you and your work quickly?
Oh, come to juiceladyinfo.com and get some free gifts and all the information about juicing.
Great.
And seed oils and how to get healthy.
All right, we'll be right back. We're going to be right back with Sherry with some more great, great insight. It's the Sports Doctor, everybody. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey, back live from Chicago, the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, having a great conversation with the juice lady, Sherry Calvorn, and talking about, again, the whole world of nutrition, a lot of the different challenges and changes, education in so many different ways. You know, between the pandemic and the scenario with social media, it's just become such a challenge with a lot of our priorities. And it's great to hear that something as simple, again, as including the juicing can make such a difference, let alone that word that you sprung on me, souping, right?
I don't know what it is. I think it reflects back to home and family and, you know, the hearth, the whole thing, nurturing soup.
Yeah, well, it's a great addition. And again, you know, with some of the challenges when we talk about whether it's a coach's family, whether it's an athlete's family, you know, and the fact that 50% of families are single-parent families, and this whole many different changes in so many different ways has really, really added to the stress, whether it's youth sports we're talking about, whether it's the senior citizens we're talking about. And again, it's so important for the school systems, the communities, the medical community, healthcare, to be able to chime in to what you've been talking about for how many years?
Oh, over 2 decades for sure.
Okay. And again, this is why I got to ask you how your sports psychology skills are. When you're dealing with a lot of these different entities, you know, you've spoken internationally, you have a lot of different groups listening in. And so the collaboration, the cooperation of some of these groups, I think, is one of the reasons why it's so important to add these challenges, your perspectives, into the mix. And what are you seeing as some of the successes with some of the adding of juicing and the education of it being added in a lot of different areas, medically being a great one?
Oh, I've seen lives change. Absolutely. My motto is one glass of juice a day can change your life. I've had so many people come to me with many, many different issues and problems. We had one lady that came to our retreat with heart disease, and she was hoping for help, spent 5 days with us juicing and eating raw foods, no seed oils in that. That contributes to heart disease too. And felt good by the end of the week, went back to her cardiologist when she could get in. And he said, wow, what did you do? You're my new model patient. I just heard, this was about 15 years ago. And I just heard from her recently. She's 83, sent a picture. She's as cute as she can be. Her heart disease never came back.
Yes. And you know, it's great to hear those kinds of stories. And there's so many of them. And again, it goes many times, you know, the placebo is 30% of medicine when people know they're doing something smarter. Again, eating smarter, eating smarter, eating smarter, mixing in the idea of keeping moving, so important. Again, the lifestyle chronic problems are a very, very big problem in our culture where we're talking about at the same time, again, trying to live better, live longer, and looking at some of these different simple changes as being so important. And again, I remember, wasn't it the bullet mixer that people were so excited about all those years? I have one.
Yes, the bullet mixer came along, and then they called it a juicer, and then people realized it's not a juicer. It's like a blender. But that's fine, you know, and a lot of people traveled with it, and they were able to blend up their vegetables and some fruit. And whatever you need to do, whether it's juice.
But the excitement also, Sherry, of high performance, whether we're talking about business people in a business room or high-performance athletes. You know, we just had Lee Steinberg, multi-million dollar athlete in so many different sports. And what kind of a difference does it make to eating smarter and adding juicing to the mix for performance? This has been a new area of excitement.
Very much so. And what I've seen with performance, with juicing, smoothies you could add into that, and changing one's diet, is that people have more energy, they perform better, they heal faster from injuries, or maybe don't get an injury because they're so well fed. Nutrition is huge. And I always say to every audience when I speak, you wouldn't put bad fuel in your car. You only put in what you know you're supposed to. What if we put bad fuel in our car? It's not going to run well. It's the same with our body.
That's a key word. It's a key word. One of the contributors to my book, Katie Davis, a sports nutritionist, the book hashtag Hey Sports Parents, she wrote about fueling. She always talked about fueling as a great, when you listen to that word, and you get, it's not like saying a diet, you know, or a heating, right, eating program. So sometimes, again, semantics can make such a difference as people realize, again, that these lifelong kind of, whether it's these chronic fatigue, what you went through, fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue are as big a problem today as they've ever been. And so is all of these problems with adolescents in so many different areas, let alone the juvenile type 2 diabetes, that nightmare that we're talking about. Trying to get these kids to pay attention early, earlier, the better. And you got to educate the parents to know. And this is why, you know, our food programs, these gigantic, super processed stuff, who knew in so many different ways? That might be the only thing I agree on with JFK Jr. when it comes to additives and in some of these different areas, you know, let alone the seed oils. Like you're talking about, I think it's a secret to a lot of people in so many areas.
Oh, it is. If people only knew. Well, speaking of sports, the Tennessee Titans just banned seed oils from the food for their players because of performance and also prevention. And
yeah, they do hyperbaric oxygen also. They're also, I think, one of the teams, you know, we talk a lot about hyperbaric oxygen and concussions, gosh, and the Wounded Warriors. And I think the Titans are one of the teams that was adding, again, high performance, faster recovery. And that's exactly what you're talking about in your whole world, that it includes that, right? Faster recovery, sleep better, feel better, more energy. I said, it sounds like a smart sell, doesn't it, Sherry?
It's a smart pill. And speaking of smart, it's also great for the brain. And there's so
Bingo.
Much about connecting to brain issues like dementia and Alzheimer's, but just good cognitive performance. Get the seed oils out. Get the good oils in. Olive oil, coconut oil, avocado oil. Those are the ones you should choose. And then, you know what? Eggs. Whole eggs. We were throwing out the yolks like crazy people for a long time.
Bob Guida always said include eggs, but the idea of hard-boiled eggs as being part of somebody's, again, good smart nutrition, is that good smart nutrition including not worrying about only egg whites and whatever? What are your thoughts?
Absolutely. And I did a deep dive into eggs and egg white injury came along when we started throwing out the yolks because we weren't getting the biotin, which was so important. And now Loma Linda University just completed a study this year, and the Seventh-day Adventist did as well, proving that eggs help prevent Alzheimer's. They found that people who ate one egg a day, at least 5 days a week, had...
Hey, listen, 20- I'm two for two. I'm two for two today. V8, low sodium, and hard-boiled eggs. Ha! Anyway, I knew the time would fly with you, and you're definitely going to be a part of our roster, to say the least. Give us again the information that people could find out about you and your books and your work, Sherry.
Oh, you've got to come follow me, connect, get my newsletter, get the free gifts at juiceladyinfo.com.
Juiceladyinfo.com.
.com.
Again, a lot of exciting stuff. Pay attention, everybody. You know, the new medicine like we talked about. Sherry, hold on. Be right back with the Sports Doctors In segment. It's the Sports Doctor.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world. And hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Sports Doctors In segment, where we check on some upcoming guests and topics. We add a little Dr. Bob wisdom to the mix, maybe have a question or two on the site. Great guest coming up again, Mind, High Performance Mind Medicine, Eric Stoller, the Championship Mindset will be joining us next week. Kathy Goldstein. Again, the acupuncture, something we've talked about forever, also joining us the following week. Clayton Thomas, the boots industry products, supplements, and that whole world in a lot of ways of lifestyle and that kind of attention. George Rivera, same topics in a lot of ways. What's made him famous is he's Magic Leo's dad. That we did the great show last week. Leo, the 12-year-old podcaster. George is his dad. You know, we mentioned, we were talking with our first guest today, the famous sports agent, Lee Steinberg, the challenges of money and gambling and what it's meant, what it's meaning to turning the world of sports kind of upside down, especially in the college world. Where you, again, might have a, especially in the world of football and basketball, where you might have millions of dollars waiting for some kid graduating who will go to that particular college. This never existed before, let alone you can't watch a sport without gambling being part of the advertising. Big challenge. We gotta really pay attention to this. Again, the website, the SportsDoctorRadio.com. All sorts of information on the show, the Sports Hall of Fame, all these different areas, the book, the SportsDoctorRadio.com. Again, the attention we're paying, there's going to be some interviews coming up with LER Magazine with the juvenile type 2 diabetes, launching, so to speak, the whole big time inclusion discussion of juvenile type 2, what used to be called adult onset diabetes, the explosion in teenagers of new diabetics, and the importance of lifestyle changes, nutrition, and exercise and activity. And how important, the earlier the better. And we're talking about this a lot. We're bringing together experts in so many areas, including the creator over 15 years ago of the LEAP Alliance, Lower Extremity Amputation Prevention, Dr. Larry Rubin, Dr. David Armstrong, one of podiatry's superstars in the whole world of diabetes education, Lowell Weil Jr., and his groups with so many different podiatrists paying attention.
again, to dealing with diabetes, and again, trying to get ahead of some of this, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, in the future. I wanted to add, Perry, he said, hey, grandparents, you always mentioned on the show, Dr. Bob, that the next book might be saying hashtag Hey Sports Grandparents. You're right, Perry. And in fact, your question was, would do the two exercises we talk a lot about in the book being included in your son or daughter's sports, whatever their level, whatever their age, whatever the sport, the two exercise concepts being include strengthening feet and ankles, rubber bands are a great way, tilt boards, great way. Tilt boards add balance, working balance, number two. Strengthen feet and ankles, working balance. As important as an 80-year-old super senior who wants to try to stay on the pickleball court as it is for your 14-year-old tennis player who's dealing with knee trouble, or the cross-country runner with the shin splint, or the rest of us with chronic low extremity problems. It's a secret to a lot of people, even in sports medicine still. Almost all persistent, recurrent lower extremity problems, if they're not foot-caused, they're foot-related. Flat feet, high arches, flexibility concerns, all of these things we talk about so much on the Sports Doctor. So adding those exercises to whatever else you might be doing. You know, when I wrote the article, Pickleball is Physical, my gosh, I think it was 2020 with Lower Extremity Review. No one knew how to spell pickleball. I had some ex-tennis players who came in and said, hey, this is what we're doing on the North Shore in Illinois. I hadn't heard of it yet. Now it's the fastest growing sport in the country, filled with overuse problems because people think they can take up pickleball and not really be ready for it. Being ready for it, you don't have to be an athlete or a superstar, but you better be able to move, change direction, swing. The doctors tell us, myself included, all sorts of lower extremity injuries, problems, and all sorts of wrists, shoulders, forearms. So we want to pay attention. Again, Todd said he had skating and orthotics. If he goes to my website, Todd, The Sports Doctor Radio, you'll see various articles involving the figure skating and orthotics. That's been one of our major, major points over these years. Everybody, we'll catch up with you next week. It's the Sports Doctor. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, that one, BBS Radio also. See ya.